Are you single? That's what he's saying. Are you single? And this particular question, I don't even know why people ask it. Like, you know that somebody is not married. The person has never been married. So the obvious thing is that the person is single. Like, I don't know, we're not on Facebook where you expect me to say I'm in a relationship with, I am divorced, I am in a complicated relationship with. This one is real life. And I'm talking about this because, let me say, you give me a document, an official document for me to sign here, and then I have to fill the place about a relationship, the place about marital status or whatever. What they give you on that particular, the options they give you is married, widowed, single, divorced, separated, and I think that should be it. Those are the options that they give you. So, married, am I married? I'm not married. Am I divorced? I'm not divorced. Am I widowed? I'm not widowed. Am I separated? I'm not separated. What's the last thing that is left there? He's single now.
Hey everyone, welcome to That Abafa Girl podcast, hosted by Maureen Che. I'm a journalist and a social media agent. In this podcast, I'll talk about a variety of topics that everyone can relate to. Topics centered on love, life, social media wahala, and everything in between. To me, this is my safe space. This is a place for me to be me and a place for me to be real. Thanks for being part of my journey.
Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of That Abafa Girl podcast. A podcast where we talk about everything from love, life, social media wahala, a bit of everything. We talk about everything on this podcast. As usual, I am your host, Maureen Che. I'm always happy to be here. I'm always excited to be here. You guys know that too. I'm not even going to reiterate on that. I am happy to be here. And for those of you who are just hearing my voice for the first time, welcome and thank you for being part of the family. Thank you for joining the family today. You're a new member of our family, and we, me and the other listeners, are happy to have you. I hope that you're going to stay with us. If you're listening on Anchor, Spotify, wherever you're listening to, please do well to subscribe so that whenever I put up a new episode of my podcast, you can have access to that. And for those of you who are old here, for the oldies, I want to tell you, welcome back. Yep, we're here again. It's a Saturday, and we're listening to another episode of the Abafa Girl podcast. I'm really just happy that you guys are committed to this thing. Like, you guys are supporting the movement. You guys are helping me make this happen. I'm really happy that you guys are listening to this. So welcome back to all of you old listeners. So yeah, it's a new week, a new day for us to talk about something new. And last week we started our Matters of the Heart series, and we talked about breakups and moving on after that. If you did not listen to that podcast, please do well to just go back and listen. It's sitting there. I don't know if it's sitting or sleeping or whatever, but it's there waiting for you to listen. So if you didn't listen to that podcast, just do well to go and listen. It's really I think it's informative from my point of view. I think it's informative. So yeah, if you did not listen to it, you can just go back and listen to that after listening to this one though. Yeah, you can go back and listen to that. And last week I told you guys that today I'm going to do a get to know me tag. I know we're supposed to continue Matters of the Heart series, but as I indicated, some people were asking me some questions, and then it rang a bell, and I felt like, okay, let me do a get to know me tag. And then from there, we know each other, we get used to each other, and we can continue. So I'm not even going to talk much. Let's just get into it. Let's just get into the questions that you guys sent me. Yeah, over the week I asked you guys to send me some questions. Some of you did, some of you did not. I don't know why. But then I'm going to answer the questions of those that did. I have a handful of questions here, so yeah, I'm going to answer those questions. And yeah, let's get right into it. All right, I'm getting into the questions. So there's some really weird questions that some people ask me. I don't even know if I'm going to answer those questions, but I'll do my best to answer everything. I'll do my best to talk about everything, also give a reply to everything that you guys asked me. So I'm going to start with the question, the first question that I have on my list here. The first question is, I put this one as the first question, you know, like it's the first question that somebody asked me, but I put it, I decided to answer it first because it gives you, it makes you know me. I don't know, I didn't even know how to put it, but anyways, the first question says, what's your full name? What does the name mean? And if you had to change your name, what will you change it to? Okay, the first question is about my name. Who am I? Maureen Shea, duh. Alright, what's your full name? My full name is Nye Maureen Shea. Yep, Nye Maureen Shea. Those are my full... Do you say those are my full names or that's my name? In fact, English hat, that's my name, Nye Maureen Shea. And what does your name mean? Okay, see, there's something there. I don't know. I didn't even... Sincerely, I don't know what Maureen means. Okay, there was this time I checked it, and then they said they wrote something about Star of the Sea or what. After this, I'm going to check that. I even just forgot to check it. After this, I'm going to check. I'm going to check and see what Maureen means. Yeah, but it means something in that line, Star of the Sea or yeah, something like that. And then nye means flourish. Yep, quite a nice name, right? It means to flourish. And for Shea is actually my dad's name. It's not my dad's name. Okay, so here's a problem. All of us, my siblings and I, we bear our grandfather's name. Shea is not our dad's name. My dad's name is Winayen. Shea is his father's name. So I don't know why my parents gave us Shea. I don't know what they were thinking when they decided that we should bear our grandfather's name. Like, I don't know. But yeah, we're bearing Shea, which is our grandfather's name, but our father's name is actually Winayen. And Shea really does not have a meaning. From where I am, it's like a title. It's a title for someone who is important in the palace. I don't know the details, but yeah, it's a title. My grandfather was a chief. Yeah, so that's where the name is coming from. And they decided to give us Shea, some people will call it Shea. Okay. The part of the question says, if you had to change your name, what will you change it to? First of all, if I had to change my name, I'll start by changing that she. Why did I say that she? My grandfather should be very happy, very angry with me in his grave, the way I called his name. Okay, if I had to change my name, I'll change Shea first of all to Winayen. I'd always wanted to be called Winayen. I don't know. I wanted to call my father's name. So first of all, I'll change Shea to Winayen, but I can't do that now. It's everywhere on all of my documents and everywhere, so I cannot change that. And then the second thing is, if you, my other names here, I don't want to change them now, but before now, I had some sort of identity crisis. I had some sort of identity crisis. I wanted to change my name. I had a problem with Maureen. I had a problem with Nye. I wanted to change those two names. But I didn't even know what I wanted to change Maureen to. As for Nye, I wanted to change it to Manjo, which is a very awful name. I don't know why I even wanted to change it to that name. But yeah, so before now, I felt like I should change my names. But by then, I was in primary school. Yeah, by then I was still in primary school, and the problem I had with Maureen actually was that my Maureen was spelled Moreine. Like, it just looked boring to me. I was like, Maureen, everybody's Maureen has an A, why does my own have MO instead of MA? So I was like, I really do. And actually, my dad changed that spelling. So he changed the spelling of my name. So yeah, somehow I changed my name because it was MO, and then before I now I wrote the common entrance and all of that. My dad changed it to M-A-U-R-I-N-E. So yeah, in somehow I've changed my name before. And then for nye, there's this song in the dialect where it has nye in it. Like, it's very annoying. Kids used to sing the song and just tease me with it. I felt like I was even bullied that name. So I used to like, I really wanted to change it. I told my mom that I did not like the name, that she should change it and all of that. But it took a lot of convincing from my mom and a lot of conscience talk. And I got to like the name. By then, when the kids were singing and disturbing me with the name, I really did not know the meaning. So when I told her that I wanted to change the name, she now sat me down and said, "This is the meaning of your name. It's a really nice name. You don't have to change it just because people are singing and blah blah blah." And then when she told me the meaning of her name, I was like, "Wow, flourish! Like all my things will be flourishing. So why do I even have to change this name?" So yeah, I can't change my name right now. Even if I wanted to. Though I don't want to. Even if I wanted to, I can't, because it's everywhere on all of my documents and everywhere. Okay, the next question on this list is, how many siblings do you have? This is another thing. Yeah, growing up, I don't know if I was ashamed, and I never really wanted to tell people how many siblings I had, because every time I told people how many siblings I had, people go like, "Huh? 10 And then it would make me feel a type. I used to feel bad when people exclaimed like that. But right now, geez, I have 9 siblings. Actually, there are 10 of us. Yeah, there are 10 of us. I'm the 10th. So I'm the last one. I'm the 10th out of 10. One mother, one father. It's not like it's 10 with step. And my mom has 10 of us, and I'm the last of that. Of those 10. And Jesus, like, this is the most amazing thing about my parents. Like, I used to be ashamed or whatever, but when I grew up and then I saw that there were 10 of us, my mom and dad, they gave birth to 10 children, they took care of 10 children, and I look at my mom like, this woman, she's like, she must have superpowers, all of that. So yeah, there are 10 of us actually. I have 4 brothers and 5 sisters. Actually 4 now, because we lost one. So it's 9 of us at the moment. The next question is, where are you from? Where am I from? Okay, my name she suggests that I'm from Banso, because some people or people in Banso bear that name, but actually I'm from Kambi, because Kambi people also bear it. So a lot of people are always confused, like, "Yo, Shay, are you from Kambi? Are you from Banso? I know that the Shay in Kambi is spelled with Y. Why is your own with I?" And blah 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 blah, blah. So yeah, I'm Shay from Kambi, not Shay from Banso. Okay, let me see what I have here. The next question is, what are your best characteristics? What are your best characteristics? I don't want to blow my trumpet away. I don't want to blow my trumpet with anything, but I'd like to say, first off, I'm a very honest person. So I think that's like one of my best characteristics. I'm very honest. Like, at times I try to lie, but I cannot. I don't know. I really don't just know how to go about it. So I'm a very honest person. If I tell you something, and if I'm telling you something, just know that's it. If I tell you it's white, know it's white. I really do not know how to just beat around the bush or say something else, say it's cream white instead of white. Nope, I don't know how to do that. So I'm actually a very, very honest person. So that's for me that's like my best characteristic. Okay, let me see. The next question is, are you married? Do you have kids? This question actually came from someone on Twitter. Are you married? Do you have kids? I'm not married. I don't have kids. Yeah. Simple as that. I'm not married. I don't have kids. Okay. The next question is, what's your biggest fear? Okay, my biggest fear right now, it's weird, but I know that it's something that is going to happen to everybody, but my biggest fear is dying. I don't want to die. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of dying, Jesus. I don't want to die. I'm afraid of... Not like I don't want to die, but I feel like I still have a lot of things to do. I still have a lot to fulfill, and I don't want to die without doing all of those things. I don't want to die without living my dream life. I don't want to lose out on time. I don't want to... I really just want to... In fact, my limit for myself, I want to reach 70 years before I die. So dying right now, dying is my biggest fear. Seriously, I'm not even going to lie about it. Dying is my biggest fear right now. So the next question says, if you could go back in time, what year would you travel to and why? If you could go back in time, what year will you travel to and why? If I could go back in time, I'll go back to 2013. February 2013. That's where I'm going to go back to. And I want to, I want to go back to 2013. That's the year I lost my dad, particularly February, because by February my dad was in the hospital and I was writing my exams. That by then I was in my second year in the university. I was writing my exams and I talked to him. Actually, I talked to him just twice the whole time he was in the hospital. And then the week I was writing my exams, I told myself I was going to finish writing the exams before I call him to check up on him. Like, I was talking to my mom and all of that, but I said I was going to call my dad directly after I finished writing my exams and then we took on all of that. But then my dad actually died before I could call him, to check on him. So that made me really... I've always regretted postponing that call. I've always regretted not calling him. And if I could go back, in time, I'm going back to 2013. Like, my dad was everything. Like, he was everything to me. Like, So I'll go back to 2013. I'll make that call. I'll even make an effort to go back to Bamenda to visit him in the hospital and see him for the last time before he dies. So, and he died when I had not seen him like for months. So, Jesus, I was really just hurt. If I could go back in time, I would go back to 2013, to February, call my dad, talk to him, and yeah, just hear his voice. That's it. That's what I would do if I had the power to go back in time. All right. Let me see. What's the next question that I have here? This question says, are you high maintenance? Okay. Are you high maintenance? Where I come from, when you talk about high maintenance, like, are you the type of girlfriend? Because I say, are you a high maintenance girlfriend, actually? So, like, the one that they have to buy a posh car, they have to be giving money to, they have to be... In fact, say, I'd like to say, I like to think I'm not. I don't know. Maybe somebody might be seeing me as that, but I like to think I'm not. I'm a pretty simple person. Like, I'm very simple. Sometimes it even bothers me that I'm too simple. Like, I'm the simplest person you'd see out there. So I'm really just easygoing and all of that. And yeah, so I'm not like to say I'm high maintenance. Nope. I'm actually not. Okay. Let me see. The next question says, who is your hero, or who do you look up to the most? Who is your hero? Who do you look up to the most? Okay. My hero, my dad. My dad is my hero. My parents, actually. Mom, sorry. My parents are my heroes. Yeah, but, you know, I had a special connection with my dad. As the last, I had privileges. I had last born privileges. And yeah, so I had a very special connection with my dad. And till today, he's my hero. My dad is somebody that did not have much, but he used the little he had to do a lot. So I've always looked up to him. I've always wanted to be like him. I've always wanted to be able to. He was someone who was always there for everybody. Like, he was ready to help everybody. He was ready to be there for everybody at every time. And yeah, so my dad and my mom, they're my heroes. And as I mentioned earlier, that ten of us, I've always wondered how they took care. Ten of us, sent us to school, fed us. We never felt like we lacked anything. Though he did not have much, but we felt comfortable and all of that. So my dad, my parents, they're my hero. Like, I didn't even know somebody that has done anything greater than what my parents have done or what they've been doing. After my dad left, my mom has had ten of us before my sister left, and she's been a superwoman. She's been doing a whole lot. She's been there for everybody. So my parents are my superheroes. Okay. This other one says, what was the last movie you watched? What was the last movie I watched? Last night I watched Desperados on Netflix. Yeah, that's the last movie I watched. I haven't even finished that movie. I slept off. That reminds me. I slept off. I have to go and finish that movie, but it was a really nice movie. So I have to go and finish it. Desperados on Netflix. Okay. This other question says, what's your favorite game or sports? What's your favorite game or sports? If you say game, as in, I don't know if you're talking about apps or gaming, like, yeah, what we play on phone and all of that. If it's about that, I like word games. I like Scrabble, Wordplay, and all of that. I like to play words. I like to learn new words. I like to, yeah. So my favorite game should be Scrabble. Yeah, my favorite game should be Scrabble. And then my favorite sports, I like, while I was in secondary school, or in high school actually, I played football, handball, and volleyball. Yeah, I played all of those things, but my favorite of all of them is volleyball. Jesus, I love volleyball. I started playing volleyball in form 2, but it's been a while since I last played it. I love volleyball. If I could go back and then, yeah, just continue from where I stopped, I'll be really happy. So Scrabble as a game and volleyball as my favorite sports. And then the next question says, which would you rather do, wash dishes, do laundry, or cook? The person that is asking me this thing, are you trying to see if I'm wife material? Are you trying to see if I'm wife material or not? Which would you rather do? Wash dishes, do laundry, or cook? Seriously, I told you guys, this is my safe space. This is a place where I feel like I should be me. This podcast, yeah, is my safe space. So about this question, I would like to say, Hoa, that I don't like doing laundry. So scrap that off. I don't have energy for laundry, but I have to do it, Sha. I always do it, but if I had the choice, I'll not do laundry. If I had the choice, like, I'll not do laundry. For dishes, I really do not have a big problem with it. And for cooking, I'm not the best cook, but I try my best. So just scrap laundry off. Like, I don't want it. Give me dishes. Give me food to cook. And I'll do all of that. But laundry, I don't have energy for laundry. All right, the next question. Do you like or dislike surprises? Do you like or dislike surprises? I actually is it good surprises or bad ones? Because there are some surprises that are not good. But anyways, I actually like surprises. Yeah, I like surprises. They give me a feeling, like, they give me a feeling. So yeah, whatever, I like surprises. Oh, and this question: what's your star sign, your birthday? Oops, I forgot. I should have even taken this after the question about my name and all of that. But this question: what's your star sign? What's your birthday? My star sign: I'm a Leo. Yay, I'm a lion. Yeah, that's my star sign. And my birthday, 23rd of July. Did I just forget my birthday? Why am I thinking? Okay, 23rd of July, that's my birthday, and I'm a Leo. And we're in July, right? That should be like next week or after next week or something like that. My birthday is coming up in a few weeks, so you guys can start sending your birthday gift, you can start sending your messages, you can start sending all the things you have to send to me since it's my birth month. All right, let me see, what is the next question that we have? It says, are you more likely to avoid conflict or go at it head on? Are you more likely to avoid conflict or go at it head on? Actually, I'm someone that is really, I try to be polite. Yeah, I try to be polite, and I avoid confrontations. I don't like fighting with people. I don't like all of those things. But if something makes me really angry, if something makes me really upset, I'm really just going to, it's not like I'm going to fight. I'm really just going to talk about it and all of that. But I really don't like, I feel like it's embarrassing to be quarreling everywhere, to be fighting everywhere. I don't have that strength for all of those things, to be fighting. I'm not a person who could confront somebody like that. I like to talk things out. If you have an issue, we talk it out instead of fighting each other, throwing words and acting like, no, I don't like that. So, let me see. What's your favorite song? That's the next question. What's your favorite song? Do I have a favorite song? I really don't think I have a favorite song. I don't think I have a favorite song right now. But I love gospel music. I love listening to gospel music. I told someone yesterday that I love listening to gospel music, and he said, I'm doing church. I'm like, what the hell? I just love gospel music. Doesn't mean I'm Holy Maria or whatever. I just love listening to gospel music because there's this peace that comes listening to gospel music. There's this calm. It just makes me calm. It makes me at peace. And yeah, so I love listening to gospel music. Right now, my favorite tracks, like, I've been listening to, today I got up, I listened to Emma Onyex or whatever, I don't even know how to pronounce that name. There's How Far by Emma Onyex, is that Onyex or whatever that name? And then there is there's this other song, Too Faithful by Moses Bliss. And then there is another song by Frank Edward that I listened to. I forgot the title of that song. It's a new song. It's really nice. Yeah, so yeah, those are the songs I listen to. GUC, All That Matters, GDK, Capable God, all of those things. Frank Edwards, No Other Name. Yeah, so those are like my favorite songs right now. But I listen to other brands of music, but gospel music is actually my favorite. Gospel music is actually my favorite right now. So yeah, if you want to know my favorite music, it's gospel music. All right, so the next question is, are you an introvert or an extrovert? This particular question, actually, I'd like to say I'm neither of those, or I'm both of those. I'm an ambivert. Yeah, like, I have a balance of extrovert and introvert features. It just really depends on where I find myself. It really just depends on where I find myself. And if I'm around people that I am used to, people that I feel free with, I'm going to be more like an extrovert and all of that. But if I'm around people that I don't know, they're going to think that I'm an introvert. So I'm a bridge of both. Even the times that I'm even around people that I'm used to, but that there's this introvert characteristics that just come out. And yeah, so I'm a mix of both. And that reminds me, somebody asked me the other day if I'm a shy person. I'm a mix of shy and not shy. It really just depends on the person I'm talking to. It really just depends on the people I'm interacting with at the moment. It depends on a whole lot of factors, so I can't really just say I'm this particular person. Nope, I'm not. And then we're getting closer to the last question on my list, actually. So we should be done with this in a few minutes. And this question says, I think I answered this question already. Okay, I actually just read it two times. I think I answered that question already. And then this one says, worst quality. What's your worst quality? Your worst quality. What's my worst? I don't know. I have a whole lot of things. I'm stubborn, I'm naughty, I'm indecisive at times, I'm this, I'm that. But I really don't know. They just pop up. So I wouldn't want to see this a worst quality that comes off all the time. So I'll not want to say I don't have a particular quality that I think is my worst quality. I have qualities. I have things about me that are not really that good, but I'll not outrightly say it's this particular one. I can't pinpoint like this particular one is my worst quality. Okay, and as I said, we have just a few more questions before we end this. This one, this should have even come early because I know a lot of people wanted to know this. I know somebody asked, I should have even just answered, like, are you in a relationship? So, somebody asked if I'm married, I said no. So there's another question here that is asking me if I'm in a relationship. Are you single? That's what he's saying. Are you single? And this particular question, I don't even know why people ask it. Like, you know that somebody is not married. The person has never been married. So the obvious thing is that the person is single. Like, I don't know. We're not on Facebook where you expect me to say I'm in a relationship with, I am divorced, I am in a complicated relationship with. This one is real life. And I'm talking about this because, let me say, you give me a document, an official document for me to sign here, and then I have to fill the place about a relationship, the place about marital status or whatever. What they give you on that particular, the options they give you is married, widowed, single, divorced, separated, and I think that should be it. Those are the options that they give you. So, married, am I married? I'm not married. Am I divorced? I'm not divorced. Am I widowed? I'm not widowed. Am I separated? I'm not separated. What's the last thing that is left there? You're single now. So, hey. that's what is obviously left for me to take. I don't know why people want to say, I'm in a relationship with, I mean, we have people that we like. Somebody said, you're single until you sign a marriage certificate somewhere. So yeah, I have someone that I really like. I have someone that means a lot to me. But if I want to answer this question logically, if I want to answer it like I'm answering, like I'm filling a form, so I'm going to choose single. I'm going to choose single because in a relationship with, it's not on this form that I am trying to fill here. So yeah, so we're choosing single, but there's someone that I really like. And yeah, okay, the next question is, I think this should be my last question. Yeah, this should be the last question. What do you do? Oh my god, this should have come before all of the other questions, what do you do? I'm a journalist. I'm a trained journalist, actually. And then I'm social media agent. Yeah. Which is still part of communication. So, yeah, I have a BSc in journalism and mass communication. And right now, I'm a social media agent. And I do stories and all of those things. So, I'm a journalist and a social media agent. Yes. So, I think that's it. Jesus, I've answered so many questions. I don't know if there's someone that had something to ask me and I've not talked about it or whatever. I'm really sorry, but I've tried my best and I've answered most of your questions. And if you're still listening, I know this has been it takes a little bit of time, but yeah, if you're still listening, I want to say thank you for listening to this part, listening to this point. And I have fun, like I had fun recording this, I had fun answering all of the questions, and I hope that you did too. I hope that right now you know me, I hope that you're going to feel at home since I've talked and you know me better. I hope that you're going to feel at home, and yeah, I hope that you're going to subscribe if you're not subscribed yet. I hope you're going to subscribe after this. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of that Abakwa Girl podcast. And as usual, I'm grateful, I'm really happy that you took the time out of your busy schedule to listen to this. And may God bless you for me. For those of you that it is, may whoever you believe in bless you. For me, may whatever you believe in bless you for me. Thank you so much for listening. And next week is another week. By next week, Saturday, I'm going to be putting out another episode of That Abakwa Girl podcast. And we're going to continue our Matters of the Heart series. So next week, or rather in the course of the week, yeah, I'm going to put the topic out there so that you guys can tell me what you think about it. And then we'll come back on Saturday to discuss that particular topic, to talk about it, read your comments and all of those things. So just watch out in the course of the week when I put out the topic. Please help me and air your opinions so that I can come back with it on Saturday and share with other people. And we learn. The purpose of this podcast is just for us to learn from each other. Have fun while learning. Yeah, learn one or two things from each other. So yeah, not to talk too much. I'm just going to say thank you again for listening. It's been Maureen Shea. Oh, I'm still Maureen Shea. I'll be back again next week. And until next week, bye.